800-800-9443. Give us a call.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines.
This is Jerry Corsi, and I'm sitting in today for John. We're talking about my new book, The Late Great USA, The Coming Merger with Mexico and Canada. And I want to give the audience credit. When we started today on Amazon.com, the book was ranked about 1,750. And just in this last hour, the book has gone down 300 places. It's now 1,413. It's one of the secrets about Amazon.com. It doesn't take very many sales for a book to move on Amazon.com. If you're listeners out there and you like a book, you can always move the numbers with a few sales. The numbers on Amazon.com are very important to the book industry, but you know, even the sale of 10 books in a short time will impact how the rankings are done. And the rankings make a huge difference in how the books are received and noticed and what attention we get. I've been very pleased about how The Late Great USA has done. It's number 8 this week in the New York Times bestseller list. And I've also left all my articles still up in WorldNet Daily and on Human Events Online. They're all there free. I put the argument together in one place in the book. But I want to make sure that if you Google my name, Corsi plus North American Union, I think there's now 500,000 entries there for a person to go to and look at and do trace the development of the ideas and the original articles. We're taking calls. I'm encouraging people to call in at 800-313-9443. I think we have another call from Jeff in Missouri. Jeff, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. Really appreciate your insight into all this. A lot of people don't realize what's going on in here in America today, and our elected leaders need to be held accountable. Folks, this is treason. They all take an oath to uphold the Constitution, and none of them are doing it. That makes them traitors to the Republic and treasonists. So, I mean, we allow them to get away with this. When was the last time a senator or congressman was killed in this country by somebody?
Well, I don't know. We need to be talking about any violence here, Jeff. But what I'm saying is that...
Well, I mean, okay.
I say,
I'm all for peace, you know, love, okay.
I think your point is taken. I call it a bureaucratic coup d'etat. This whole North American Union, the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. We have these 20 working groups that are meeting under the auspices of the Department of Commerce. I publish page 81 of the book, the organizational chart of the Security and Prosperity Partnership Working Groups, which I got from our government, Freedom of Information Act request. I've got about 2,000 pages. And
you make your case very, very substantially, and there's no doubt about it that what's going on in America today. But my whole point is that the reason why we have a Second Amendment is that they don't listen to the first.
Well, I'm glad we have a Second Amendment. Let's just be careful how we use it. And callers, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-800-9443. This is Jerry Corsi today sitting in for John.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
This is Jerry Corsi, and I'm sitting in today for John. We're talking about my new book, The Late Great USA, The Coming Merger with Mexico and Canada. And I've been tracking it at Amazon as we've been talking, and it was at Amazon at 1750. It was the ranking. Now it's down to 1413. I'm pretty impressed with the power of this radio show to reduce numbers on Amazon.com even as we're talking. I want to switch gears here a little bit and go into another subject. Last week, the House held some hearings on Ramos and Campion. Ramos and Campion, as I'm sure most listeners recognize immediately, are the two Border Patrol agents that are in federal prison for 11 and 12 years each for shooting at a fleeing Mexican drug smuggler named Aldrete Davila, who came across the United States with 750 pounds of marijuana in a van and ran the van back across towards the border, got stuck in a levee, got out and scuffled with the officers and ran across into Mexico. Ramos and Campion shot at him, and now, of course, Ramos and Campion are in federal prison. The drug smuggler got immunity from the prosecutor, Johnny Sutton, got a border pass card, in which he brought another load of dope across the border, by the way, with the border pass card being issued and immunity being given. And for most Americans, myself included, this is an outrage, and it indicates that the Bush administration is backing law enforcement off of the border. I keep asking the key question of the late, great USA, and that is why, after 6 years of a war on terror, have we not secured our borders with Mexico and Canada? And my argument is the Bush administration doesn't want to secure the borders. That's the agreement under the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America. Now, these hearings last week were in a subcommittee of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, and they were held by chairman of the subcommittee, William Delahunt, a Democrat from Massachusetts, and the hearings had been asked for by the ranking Republican member, Dana Rohrabacher, who's a Republican from California. Rohrabacher has been an influential congressman. He was in the White House working in the Reagan administration. Delahunt agreed to call the hearings to answer the question of what the involvement of Mexico was in demanding the prosecution of Ramos and Campion. Now, at the start of the hearings, Johnny Sutton, the prosecutor, who had been asked to appear, did not appear. He hadn't been subpoenaed, but the Justice Department said Johnny Sutton wasn't going to show up. Now that, and also there was a second person who didn't show up. It was Inspector General Richard Skinner, Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security, and that was very important because the Department of Homeland Security investigators had come on over to the House Texas delegation and told them some months ago that there were investigative reports the Department of Homeland Security had that showed that Ramos and Campion were rogue cops that wanted to shoot a Mexican that day. And Richard Skinner, under oath, had to admit to Congress that his investigators had misrepresented, and those reports didn't exist. Well, misrepresented means lied. I lied about material facts, which is that Ramos and Campion were rogue cops trying to paint the picture the wrong way. And Delahunt said that there's going to be new hearings held, that he talked to John Conyers, who is the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. Now, that's the oversight committee for the Department of Justice, and it means that Johnny Sutton the next time is going to get subpoenaed. If Johnny Sutton doesn't show up, there's going to be a constitutional crisis. Delahunt mentioned he's talking to the Department of Homeland Security's Oversight Committee. He's going to try to get similar hearings where Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security, Richard Skinner, is going to be forced to testify. Now, at this hearing, Congressman Rohrabacher made an opening statement, and just like I had written some 15 questions that should be asked of Johnny Sutton, Congressman Rohrabacher laid out a series of issues, saying that Johnny Sutton's been running around the country having a public relations campaign on radio trying to sell his version of the trial. And Johnny Sutton's version of the trial was that Davila, Aldrete Davila, the drug smuggler, was unarmed that day and just wanted to surrender. Well, nobody's ever going to know if Aldrete Davila was unarmed because he got away, ran away. He wasn't stopped, and he wasn't frisked. And then Johnny Sutton says Davila was shot in the back. Well, I've got the medical evidence. He wasn't shot in the back. He was shot in the left side of the left buttocks, and the wound traversed his groin. He had to have a catheter put in when the Army doctor finally got around to patching him up, and the bullet lodged in his right thigh. The doctor at the trial testified that was consistent with reaching back with his left hand in a bladed motion as if he had a gun and was going to shoot, which is what Ramos and Campion testified. But it's Johnny Sutton again lying, saying shot in the back. Johnny Sutton's even lied about how Davila was found. I interviewed Johnny Sutton for WorldNet Daily. Johnny Sutton told me that, you know, Davila had an attorney who turned him in from Mexico in exchange for immunity. Well, that doesn't seem to be the case. What seems to be the case is that Davila got in touch with the Mexican consulate. The Mexican consulate talked to the Department of Homeland Security. The Department of Homeland Security arranged a deal where Davila would get immunity to testify. Because Johnny Sutton at the scene also told me he didn't have any evidence to connect Davila with the crime, but there were fingerprints in the van. I've proven that from the police reports. And there was a cell phone that Davila left in the van. Well, nobody's ever been able to figure out what happened to that cell phone, but it sure could have contained very useful information if Johnny Sutton had been wanting to prosecute Aldretti Davila and not the Border Patrol. But the thing I think that offended everyone the most at this hearing last week was that Ramos and Compion were prosecuted under the wrong statute. They're prosecuted under 18 U.S. Code 924C, which requires a 10-year sentence if you carry a firearm in the commission of a crime of violence. For instance, in a rape, if you've got a person, the perpetrator's got a weapon, well, the mandatory 10-year sentence can be imposed. But to impose this law, to use it to prosecute two Border Patrol agents or law enforcement agents, makes no sense, because Ramos and Compion weren't out committing a violent crime. They were trying to catch a drug dealer. And in the process, if they misappropriately fire their weapons, which I do not believe they did, it still doesn't mean if they were committing a crime that they then used weapons in the commission of. It's ridiculous. The law doesn't apply, and it shows that this was just a punitive, hurtful way of the prosecutors going after Ramos and Compion, and it certainly made the point that our government is determined to back the Border Patrol off the border. There were two witnesses sent from the State Department, and the State Department witnesses basically said there was no contacts with the State Department, and they would not have known. They would not have known if Mexican consulate dealt directly with the Department of Homeland Security. And so that's the issue. Now, Congressman Rohrabacher had also, the week before, before these hearings were held, he held a press conference, and he released the six border passes that Davila had been issued by Johnny Sutton and the prosecution. And these border passes were for unrestricted crossing the border, and the second load was committed just before the trial started. And Johnny Sutton did not say, we're not going to go to trial. Our chief witness, the drug smuggler, just committed another offense. He doesn't have any credibility. We're not going to try to prosecute two good Border Patrol agents on the lying word of a drug smuggler who can't even stay clean while we give him immunity and a border pass card. No, Johnny Sutton sealed the information. He asked the judge to seal the information. The judge did. The families were threatened. They were told if anybody even mentioned anything about this, any one of the family members would themselves be prosecuted. I guess now Johnny Sutton's going to prosecute the wives and the children. And the jury wasn't permitted to hear this information. Now, and the border pass cards, which Congressman Rohrabacher released in that press release, in the press conference, showed that Johnny Sutton and the Department of Homeland Security continued issuing border passes to Davila, Aldretti Davila, for weeks and months after the trial ended and after the second offense had occurred, even though there were Department of Homeland Security and DEA reports that listed Davila as one of the perpetrators in the second load. Johnny Sutton kept giving him border pass cards. Now, I want to give out the call-in number again, because if you want to talk about Ramos and Compion, give us a call, and it ties into the late, great USA. I think it proves one of the points I'm making in the book, and that is that the Bush administration is determined to keep our borders open, even if it means prosecuting Border Patrol on the border. And the number to call in is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Then I wrote another article. I wrote it on August 3rd in WorldNet Daily. And you can find all my articles in WorldNet Daily. Just search my name, C-O-R-S-I, Corsi. And you can find them there, or do Corsi and North American Union. They're all there. But we'll come back to this, because the perpetrator in the second load just pleaded guilty himself. Jerry Corsi, standing in for John today.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
This is Jerry Corsi, and I'm sitting in today for John. We're talking about my book, The Late Great USA, The Coming Merger with Mexico and with Canada. And I've just been asked to stay on for another hour with the Robbie Noel show, and I've agreed to do that. That'll be 3 hours in a row in the radio, but I think we'll be able to get through it, and I'm looking forward to it. The call-in number here is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and I'm happy to take calls. We're talking about Ramos and Campion, the two Border Patrol agents who are now in federal prison for 11 and 12 years each, a ridiculously long sentence, charged under the wrong law, which has a mandatory 10-year penalty, as we just explained in the last segment. If you, for instance, use a weapon in the commission of a violent crime like a rape, that law should never have been applied here. Now, so we're saying that Ramos and Campion's case was complicated. This drug smuggler, who was the only witness really that Johnny Sutton had, the prosecutor, who could say that the perpetrator was unarmed, was Eldredi Davila himself. And Aldrete Davila testified at the trial under sworn testimony, and he gave a pathetic story. He said that he had a commercial driver's license, and it expired in Mexico, and that his mother was sick and needed medicine, and that was why he decided that he was going to do this drug run. Then he said he didn't drive the van across the border. He walked across the border and was supposed to find the van. It was all supposed to be loaded, and he was going to be driven, led to where the stash house was, which is another lame story. If the drug smugglers in Mexico could load the van and have it sitting there, they could have driven it to the stash house themselves. They didn't need Aldrete Davila walking across the border to do it for them. And besides, the evidence from all the law enforcement officers at the scene, and there were about 11 Border Patrol on this incident, not just Ramos and Campion, which is another one of the lies Johnny Sutton's tried to tell. They all say that they first got into this incident when the truck came across the border, and they followed it from that moment on. There was no truck parked anywhere that a perpetrator got into and started driving after he walked across the border. That's all, again, a Davila lie. But why it's so critical is that Johnny Sutton, the prosecutor, put Davila on the stand and let him tell that nonsense, even after Johnny Sutton knew that Davila, the drug smuggler, had committed a second drug incident while he had immunity and was given a border pass card. Davila drove a second load of drugs across just before the trial was supposed to start, and the second load of drugs was going to go to a stash house of Cipriano Ortiz Hernandez in Clint, Texas. Now, it looks like in this incident what happened was that in Clint, Texas, Davila had this van. He was driving this van across the border. The van developed engine trouble. And so Davila said, well, I know that this guy, Cipriano Ortiz Hernandez, runs a stash house over here in Clint, Texas, because they all grew up in the same town. And Davila brought the load over and parked it there. And evidently, the Department of Homeland Security was watching Ortiz Hernandez for almost 2 years, not apprehending him. They came on by, and Ortiz Hernandez identified in a photo lineup Davila. Davila was not arrested at the scene. He left. But they both had catheters. Both Davila, Aldrete Davila, from the Ramos and Campion incident when he was shot and the Army hospitals patched him up, Aldrete Davila has a catheter. When the shot that Ramos evidently shot, and I'm still not 100% convinced it was Ramos that shot, but that shot passed through his left side of his left buttocks, traversed his groin, did damage to him, and he had to have a catheter inserted. And so did Cipriano Ortiz Hernandez have a catheter. Those two drug dealers compare their catheters. That's pretty positive identification. Now, the key issue here is that if Johnny Sutton knew all this, the honorable thing to do would be to say, my chief witness, Aldrete Davila, is a liar, drug dealer, brought a second load across. Johnny Sutton should have gone after and arrested Aldrete Davila and prosecuted him for one or both of these incidents. Instead, Johnny Sutton got all this information sealed from the jury. He wouldn't let it come forward. And then he let Aldrete Davila go on the stand and testify lying about all this, which in fact should have been able to be questioned by the defense to impeach the testimony and the credibility of Aldrete Davila. And the first thing the defense would have wanted to do is to confront Aldrete Davila with his second load. But Johnny Sutton had taken care of that because the judge of the trial, Deborah Canoff, ruled that the defense attorneys couldn't mention anything about the second load. And the families, even after the trial, mentioned anything about the second load, the families could face imprisonment, prosecution and imprisonment. So this is just not the way. This whole case is absolutely, like Congressman Rohrabacher said, it stinks to high heaven. We cannot be having our federal prosecutors win at any cost. Johnny Sutton, it's now more important that he win than he do the right thing. He can't even tell the truth in his public relations radio campaign. This is Jerry Corsi. I'm sitting in for John. Callers are welcome. The number is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
This is Jerry Corsi, and I'm sitting in for John today. And we're talking about my new book, The Late Great USA, the coming merger with Mexico and Canada on the North American Union and the integration going on in North America. And I again have to give testament to the power of John's show here. I mean, when we started, Late Great USA was on 1750 on Amazon.com, and I'm watching it now. It's down to... the ranking is 1,215. That's moved 500 places since we've been on the radio here, and that's a fairly powerful move. I appreciate everyone's interest in the book, and we are, by the way, we're in our third printing now. The book has not been in the stores because it's been sold out. It was number 8 last week on the New York Times bestseller list in 4 business books, and Barnes & Noble just agreed to put the book in the front of the stores, so... everybody should start going into the Barnes & Nobles and make sure the book is in the front of the stores, like Barnes & Nobles promised it would be, and we've printed it enough now to get them out there. The callers, I'm encouraging callers today, numbers 800-313-9443. And we have a call from Maggie in Texas. Maggie, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Mr. Carsey. Honored to talk to you.
Thank you.
Your mention earlier of the fact that many of these activities towards the North American Union are carried out under the umbrella of the Department of Commerce made me think of something that I've been curious about for a long time. Why, in your opinion, why do you think the previous Secretary of Commerce, Don Evans, a very close friend of President Bush, resigned after the first term? Do you think it's possible he might have gotten squeamish over about presiding over the dissolution of the country, or do you think maybe it had to do with the fact that he had failed to run the FTAA through, because that was an issue at the time and they failed?
Well, I think that there's several things that Don Evans was close to the Bush family, and I think that more than anything, the Bush family wanted to have a higher gear in the second term, the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America and the integration with Mexico and Canada. I mean, in the first term, Bush laid pretty low with this whole issue. The Security and Prosperity Partnership itself was declared on March 23rd, 2005. Well, you know, that's just only 2 months after Bush was inaugurated the second time. The first term, there was no discussion of a Security and Prosperity Partnership with Mexico. The borders were wide open. We were concerned about how that could be in a war with terror. But, you know, the focus of the first term was more the war in Afghanistan, the beginning war in Iraq. But the second term, bringing Gutierrez, and Gutierrez is Hispanic. He's Cuban. He has had a long and successful business career. He would be credible to the Spanish community for a greater integration. And Gutierrez has just been 100% or more a globalist, if you can be more than 100%. And Gutierrez lives, breathes, talks, acts globally. And Bush brought in a whole second team. I mean, it's also, the John Snow over at Treasury was also railroad executive, a globalist in his own right. But you won't find a bigger globalist than Henry Paulson, who was brought over from Goldman Sachs. Henry Paulson might as well be called Secretary of Treasury now. He might as well be called Mr. China. Henry Paulson, you know, he took 70 trade missions to China when he was at Goldman Sachs to get our manufacturing outsourced to China. And that when he left Goldman Sachs, he got paid $100 million bonus for his bonuses and his stock options and everything else. $100 million, and all that Henry Paulson had done was promote China. Henry Paulson is not going to care if we integrate with China or if we have, you know, if we're headed towards one out of every five people born in Mexico living in the United States as a Mexican citizen. Henry Paulson won't care if it's 100%. He made $100 million. He's not going to care about anything economically the rest of his life.
So are you saying that perhaps Evans wasn't enough of a globalist?
I don't think Evans was high enough powered on the agenda.
I see.
I think that Evans was too low-key in terms of his real supporting of a sales force effort for the Security and Prosperity Partnership. And Bush was happy also to get an Hispanic in that position, just like he wanted somebody from Wall Street and the Treasury Department, as he wanted to drive this China agenda. Because the whole idea is we'll get the North American Union put together on this continent and have it be like the European Union, and then it just gets plugged into world trade. And the agenda down the road is China. A free trade should never be, it's got to always be fair trade. Classically, you would never think a country's competitive advantage that justified it to be in international trade was that it used slaves. But that's against China's main advantage. It uses slaves, and we're allowing it to happen, and it's shameful. Not only economically stupid, it's shameful. But I thank you for your question, Maggie. Well, I really appreciate it. Thank you for calling.
May I give you one more question real
fast? Go right ahead.
Is Kay Bailey Hutchison by any chance of Hispanic descent?
I don't know that to be the case. Kay Bailey Hutchison has been kind of, she hasn't been the strongest, although I think she is getting increasingly badgered over the illegal immigration. I noticed that in the last round, you know, when Bush tried twice to push this Kennedy-McCain comprehensive immigration reform compromise, I called it the Shamnesty Bill, you know, through Congress, I noticed that Kay Bailey Hutchison was much less cooperative, much less willing to go along. John Cornyn was very strong against the bill. I think John Cornyn's finally seen that he's got to take a strong stand against illegal immigration in Texas, and increasingly he's be coming around to seeing the probability and possibility of a North American union. I mean, our congressmen are still denying this. They're still writing constituents letters saying, oh, this is just for, you know, economic competition. Right. There's no plan to have a NAFTA superhighway. And don't worry, this is just normal cooperation between two friendly countries. This is just a highway. Well, you know, I think they ought to start playing their constituents Bobby McFerrin music. Don't worry, be happy. You know, it's ridiculous. The American public know that we've never built a highway like the Trans-Texas Corridor, 4 football fields wide. The American people know we're being invaded, that today 1 out of every 10 people born in Mexico lives in the United States as a Mexican citizen. They know drugs are coming across the border and criminals, as well as these criminal gangs like MS-13. And, you know, they don't care what Billy Crystal says or Weekly Standard or Tony Snow in the White House. You know, they may not expect that they can find a plan. You pull out of George Bush's desk that says this is the plan for the North American Union, but if he isn't integrating us with Mexico and Canada, why don't we build the fence that George Bush signed that we were going to build in October 2006? That fence is still not built. So I think these are very good questions, Maggie, and thank you for calling in. I hope I answered your question.
You certainly did. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We're talking about also the Ramos and Compion case today, and I want to give the call-in number. It's 800-313-9443. And I've just been looking at the articles I've been writing in WorldNet Daily, where I'm a staff writer. I also wrote one last week that caused a lot of comments and emails. This was an article about in California, the Orange County Superior Court had a contract with a firm, a data processing firm, and as it turns out, all the traffic tickets in Orange County, California, if you can believe it, were being sent to a California company that processed the traffic tickets in Mexico, a subsidiary in Nogales, Mexico, and so they were sending in all this data. You get a traffic ticket anywhere in Orange County, which is in Southern California, and you know, the traffic ticket, of course, has your name, your driver's license, your vehicle ID numbers, or your driver's license, your vehicle license number, the license tag number, the offense, where you were, where you lived, all this personal information. And, of course, Mexico's got to be one of the capitals in the world of identity theft. And what did the Orange County Superior Court do? Well, it took this contract that it had with Cal Coast Data Entry, and it shipped all that information down to Mexico. And when people in California found this out, of course, they were realizing there was a problem. Many people had been trying to find out when they could pay their traffic ticket. It hadn't even been registered yet in the court system because it was being processed in Mexico. Well, this caused a huge outcry all over California. And, of course, the Orange County Superior Court had to say, well, they'd revise the contract. The company had to say, well, we'll quit sending the data down to Mexico. But I think the story was important for several reasons. One, it shows how these, you know, these counties and states in the Southwest, but it's happening across the country, they become politically correct and they lose the distinction. In their own thinking, we're all part of Mexico. It's all already one. The company sends this data, this secure personal data, down to Mexico. Why should traffic ticket data ever get shipped out of the United States? It makes no sense at all. And yet they didn't even think twice about it. Well, it got broken. This news got broken on the John and Ken show, a popular show up in California. And when they broke it, the listening audience went wild with calls. And I think it indicates what people can do when they do get upset about these issues. We need to call our politicians to account and not let them just think that Mexico's part of Texas or the United States or California. Mexico's Mexico, and that's an important distinction. We have a caller from Texas that says, Ken in Texas? Ken, are you there? Or William in Texas. William, are you there?
Yes, Mr. Corsi. Thanks for all you do. You really made a difference in our country, I think.
Well, thank you for saying that, sir. I appreciate it.
Back to Ramos and Campeón, it appears that the jury system just completely broke down there. Was the jury denied a lot of information? Was there anything in question about the prosecution of this, of these two men?
The jury was denied a lot of information. The judge, I think, in reading the transcript, was biased against the law enforcement agents from the beginning and sided very strongly with the prosecution. And the prosecution won critical issues, like sealing this information about Aldrete Davila's second offense, not allowing the defense to really question a character witness like Davila with all the information that could be available. I mean, if you knew that this guy was, if the jury knew that he was a professional drug dealer who'd been doing this since he was probably about 17 years old, and was most likely associated with one of the drug cartels, because I don't know how you end up bringing 750 pounds of marijuana across the border twice, unless you've got some pretty good cartel connections. The jury, I don't think, would have allowed Ramos and Campeón to be prosecuted, because the entire story that the drug dealer was telling would fall apart. It wouldn't be credible anymore that he was just doing this to help his sick mother. I mean, you know, when you hear the sick mother story, it's like when your kids tell you, you know, the dog ate the homework, or they lost the homework on the way to school. They did it, but they lost it. That's a lame excuse. But when the jury didn't have anything else to counter that, and when the judge is giving instructions and limiting what they can decide, you know, the fact is the prosecutions in the United States win the vast majority of prosecutions. The O.J. Simpson is rare and very expensive, where you get a dream team of prosecutors, of defense attorneys, and they win. Most defense attorneys lose. Over something like 90% of all criminal prosecutions end up in plea bargains because defense attorneys know they're going to lose. And the presumption of most judges are that if it gets to trial, the defendant is guilty. It's very hard to get a trial where you win as a defendant. And juries come in, and juries almost by the beginning just kind of psychologically feel you wouldn't be on trial if you didn't do something wrong. So the whole system is very tough to win as a defendant.
I believe that we have to, as citizens and as jurors, we have to take a lot into consideration now. I personally, after hearing of this case and several other cases that the government has pursued, it would be very hard for me to convict anybody in any court anymore. And I think American citizens that are going to be serving on juries should really take this into consideration.
I think you're right. And I think we need a new generation of defense attorneys. You know, defense attorneys have not been at the top of the legal profession. The criminal defendants are not known to have very much money. They're tough to collect from. The lawyers who serve the criminal, you know, defense bar are often scrambling themselves to make a living.
Right.
And the skills it takes to you know, really be on top of one of these cases, not only the intellectual skills to think through what the prosecution is doing, but the verbal skills to articulate it in court and to win key motions. I mean, you know, look, I'd like to think the prosecutions were on a standard of truth and justice. That Johnny Sutton would have said, you know, these are Border Patrol agents. They were trying to do their job. I've got to rely on a drug smuggler. Well, if I start lying down with dogs, I'm going to get fleas. Johnny Sutton should have washed his hands of the whole deal once he found that his drug smuggler was involved in a second case. Even that he was mentioned in the second case should have been enough. I'd have said, forget it. We aren't prosecuting these two Border Patrol agents. Let them go.
Right.
I'm not doing it.
Right. Well, you know, as a citizen and as a person who has worked really hard all of his life, my greatest fear is to get wrapped up in some stupid court case and have to put out $100,000 to defend myself. And when the government comes at you, they have unlimited resources. If they really want to get you, they can get you.
It becomes, you know, William, it becomes like a Kafka novel nightmare. You know, you get trapped in one of these things. I'm sure Ramos and Compion felt it. I'm sure they were convinced that justice would prevail and they would win. Instead, they're in federal prison in solitary confinement.
Yes.
William, thanks for your call. Call a number, 800-313-9443. Thank you, William.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Jerry, of course, sitting in for John today. We've been talking about my book, The Late Great USA, and it's been moving up the charts even during the show. When we started today, it was on Amazon at $17.50, and now it's down to it's at $12.15 right now. It moved 500 points. I mean, that's a huge move in the time of the audience being involved. I really thank everybody for both calling in and for your great interest in the late, great USA. We've been taking calls. We've got Carrie in Louisiana. Carrie, are you there on the line?
Yes. How you doing, Dr. Corsi?
Doing fine. Thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, let me be honest up here. I was very skeptical when John Stettmiller first started interviewing you because if memory serves, you were part of the John Kerry Swift boat.
Yes, I co-authored with John O'Neill, Unfit for Command.
Yeah. I mean, not that I like John Kerry, not saying that at
right.
all, but that you would get, I guess, you know, we get on some campaign to do somebody in, basically supporting George W. Bush. That put me off. And listen, I've been a lifelong Republican. I voted for Nixon when I was 18 in 1972, voted for George W. Bush in 2000, and I have woken up. So I was very skeptical of you when John Stettmiller started having you on his show. And I've become impressed with what you've been coming out with the North American Union, the SCP, all the rest of this stuff. And I ordered your book last Friday.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. And these two border guards, whatever you want to call them, that are in jail now. I mean, what a travesty.
I agree.
What a travesty.
Well, you know, I'm an investigative reporter at heart. I think that's what I do. And if you're going to do investigative reporting and be any good at it, you've got to be willing to let the chips lie where they fall.
Yes, and why do the hit piece on Kerry? Yeah, okay, he's a fraud, but George W. Bush is a bigger fraud.
Well, you know, the thing about Unfit for Command was that it was never written to support George W. Bush. I've said this over and over again.
Yeah, but that's the result of
well,
it.
Well, I understand but, you know, if it had been, no matter who was running against John Kerry, if John Kerry was going to run, the Swift Boat vets were going to speak out. I'm not a veteran. I knew John O'Neill when we were both in college. It was an odd circumstance. We knew each other so well when we were 17 years old.
Oh.
I did a lot of war in the anti-war movement. Was the way I guess I was able to do some. I felt service to the government at that time to study the anti-war movement, study political violence. And I knew John Kerry had met with Madam Ben. I had studied the anti-war movement, Madam Ben being the chief negotiator with the Viet Cong. So 30 years ago, I resolved that if John Kerry ever ran, I was going to do what I could to make sure the American public knew that side of the story.
Okay.
But I appreciate your comments, and I appreciate that you had an open mind.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
Apparently, you're not a pro-Bush fan.
No, I'm not. I voted for Bush twice. But I'm deeply disappointed. I'd like to consider myself more these days a constitutionalist, but I'm certainly not for North American Union, and I thank you for your call.
All right.
And appreciate it very much, okay? And I'd like to thank the audience. I think we're closing down here to the final seconds, and I've appreciated being with you and the opportunity to be sitting in today for John. I want to thank all of you who have supported the late, great USA, the coming merger with Mexico and Canada. It's been a great pleasure and honor to be with you today. Thank you.
It's true.